This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Imagine Patrick and Danny wearing kilts.
No, thanks.
And it's windy.
With his loose skin and old balls. Gross.
It's Open Championship Week with Patrick Harris and Danny Meringue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Patrick Harris and Danny Meringue.
That's your home. Are you too good for your home?
On 1080.
Answer me.
The Fan.
One more hour to go. Primetime will be with you at top of 3 o'clock, right, as they always do. You missed seeing the first 2 hours. We got fan podcasts everywhere. That includes Adam Carolla last hour, which he's excited about the water bubblers and homeless people's junk.
It happens.
It does happen.
I do like people are chiming in about my comment about the porta potty.
Yeah, dude, you've been hosed.
Look, I'm not saying that's not where I was saying.
That's kind of what you said. I asked the question too.
The point I was making was this is a couple that is looking to bone anywhere. Like that's where they are in the relationship. It is full on like rabbits at this point. Like you don't hug somebody unless you are just getting it in anywhere and everywhere.
Will called it the 6 month hug.
Yeah.
The 6 month hug.
You're still in love. You're in the honeymoon phase, but you've known each other a while.
Yeah. I also think you double down, and as your partners leave you, you give that relationship a shot.
I mean, why not?
I think you have to.
I think
you have to, because if it fails, at least you can say you gave it a shot. But if it succeeds, you can say, look, that was a really embarrassing moment for us, but it's how I found true love.
Yeah, I mean, the kids are probably going to have a rough time with that. But also, the money they're going to get out of this is probably going to be fine, too. But it also brought up people talking about not being able to poop in porta potties. Look, I brought this up before. I can road game anywhere. I've had to poop in unspeakable places.
Why am I not surprised by this?
It's not the worst place, but it was the most difficult.
Unsurprising thing of the day.
Most difficult, survival school. I am basically 30 minutes south of the Canadian border. It is February.
Ooh, that's cold.
I do not have winter boots on because I'm a dummy. And I had my jungle boots, which are not waterproof. They are, mildly water resistant. It is 3 o'clock in the morning, give or take. And there's 6 feet of snow. I had to, you've kind of built your little area so that because you're going to be there for a couple of days. So I had
established a corner.
Yeah. So I had pre-dug this out away from my sleeping area.
Dwight, what are you doing?
And you kind of
establishing a pee corner.
You kind of build like a little, like a log cabin, not with a poop, a log cabin with, sticks around it. So you can kind of have like a little squatty potty area.
Okay.
It's 3 a.m. It's like 4 below 0.
And you got to go.
And look, there has been nothing in my life. So when you go to basic training, you basically don't poop for the first week, 2 weeks for some people, because it's like basic training is such a shock to your system, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, all those things. Day one, I'm in there.
You ready to rumble.
Regular.
There's
nothing that will disrupt that system. Sometimes I wish there was. So I didn't have to take a poop at 3 o'clock in the morning in the middle of the wilderness, 30 minutes short of the Canadian border when it's 5 below 0. And I'm sitting there squatting, I don't even have a parka. I have a parachute wrap over the top of me, freezing to death damn near. And look, when you pull the pants down, other stuff is going to get a little mildly exposed. And I'm telling you, when a breeze blows by, when it's that cold, you can't even imagine the pucker factor. It's unbelievable. So look, I am bulletproof. There is not a road game on this planet that will prohibit me from doing what I need to do.
Jordan says on the fan text line 503-864-6326, Danny, you're digging. I say you're digging yourself a hole here, son. You've done the nasty in the past. That is true. I did do the nasty in the past.
I didn't look at pastures, fields. That's happened, but never in the porta potty.
I feel bad. I had to poop in a porta potty at Whiskey Fest this weekend. Not happy about it, dude. Whiskey does some savage things to your body.
You were in Pendleton too.
Not me. That was text line.
Oh.
Bro, I hope to never be in Pendleton again.
Pendleton's great, dude.
Pendleton is fine.
I enjoy it. It's small town America.
Mm.
Yeah, I've got like 30 of those I'd rather go to.
Letter buck, bro.
Let's hear them.
Please rank all 30.
No,
ESPN graphics
I hate
stuff.
Both of you. What did we say yesterday? I hate this show.
Number one, boring Oregon.
Boring's fine.
Zigzag?
I've never been to Zigzag.
You've been through there. You've been to boring.
I've been to a ton of boring places in Washington.
Number three, Sisters.
There's many places. Sisters is fine. The cute little downtown area.
Yeah, just watch out for the bowl.
For the pole?
Bowl?
Bowl?
You don't remember that from last year?
No.
The bowl escaped the rodeo.
The bull.
Bull, yeah. Not bowl.
I thought you said bowl. Is this like a Jared Goff situation?
Bowl. Didn't the bull kill somebody?
Bull.
It injured some folks minimum.
I remember it injured a woman really bad.
Will you say bull again?
Bull.
That sounds like a bull.
Yeah, it does. Bull? Like bull cut.
Bull.
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 Bull. Bull.
Bull.
No, no, see, that's bull.
Bull. Bull.
Bull. Bull.
That guy's tall.
He's good basketball player.
He's
gooder than me.
He's gooder than me.
That's fine.
He is also gooder than me.
Yeah.
Look, I don't love list radio stuff, and I don't really love ranking things too much as we've seen the execs and GMs and scouts and stuff ranking players. But it has me kind of curious as we're still kind of getting to know each other here, Danny and Will. I'm also interested in your opinion as well. The top two wide receivers in the NFL, in no shock to anyone, are Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, in whichever order you choose. I believe the list had them Jefferson 1 and Ja'Marr Chase 2.
No, ESPN had Chase 1.
Chase 1 and Jefferson 2.
It's the first time it's flopped since they've been out.
What I'm curious, guys, is if when you're building the football team, do you have a preference on which style of receiver you like, or does it all depend on the kind of quarterback you want? Because I feel like, for me, and maybe this is growing up as a guy who loved, this is so weird to say at this time, but I'm going to say it anyway, as a guy who loved Terrell Owens, I'm a huge T.O. guy, that I'm more of a Ja'Marr Chase guy. I want the big dude that runs across the middle.
Yep, no, I'm 100%. I've mentioned this before over the years. All things being equal, if you're going to give me one of those two guys, I am not going to begrudge you for taking Justin Jefferson.
Without a doubt. I think Justin Jefferson might be more talented than Ja'Marr Chase.
But like my Huckleberry, Mike Evans. Mike Evans
is a big boy.
My guy.
Big
like
boy.
Mike Evans at A&M, I was locked in. You give me a big old wide receiver, Calvin Johnson, Ja'Marr Chase.
Oh, Megatron.
I want the big dude that is going to moss you at every opportunity.
I think I just love the idea of being physical. Like, you know, this guy's probably not a top 10 receiver in the
Anquan
NFL
Bolden.
By any means, but yeah. I like DK Metcalf. He's a big dude that runs across the middle. I'm cool with that. I like that kind of wide receiver. Yeah. And I think it's because it keeps me in that physical realm of the NFL as opposed to the finesse world.
Don't get me wrong. I like my tiny guys too. I'm all about it. You know?
Well, if you're gonna be skinny, I want you to be small. I like the small guy runner.
Like, the thing is, like, when people talk about like CeeDee Lamb or Devonta, I'm like, look, they're great wide receivers. I am not, like, if you're giving me the choice of any of the bigger guys versus them, I'm just not, like, give me Brown, give me Philly, AJ Brown.
AJ Brown, yeah.
Give me AJ Brown or Amon-Ra. Give me either one of those guys over CeeDee or Devonta. And then you can argue with me all you want. I'm not going to be mad at you. But I want like Amon-Ra St. Brown wants to beat your skull in on run plays. Like he wants to tear your head off. Like that's the Larry Fitzgerald. Like Fitz was an absolute unit.
Pretty big.
Give me the guy who's just big, strong, that in those battles, because look at corners in the NFL. How many corners in the NFL right now are big dudes?
Zero. Like, how many corners ever have been big dudes?
I mean,
Sherman.
I would say Sherm, Woodson, Revis. Like, we're talking about all-time
greats. You're talking
all-time.
Yeah,
Champ,
yeah, yeah.
Champ.
Yeah, exactly.
Champ was huge. Like, that's the thing. Is like, so if you're going to put me in that matchup where you have these absolute freak of nature athletes on the corners, give me the guy that, yeah, Justin Jefferson, freak of nature athlete, but if all things are equal, if you're saying, I want a guy who's going to win a physical battle, that's the guy I'm going with. And I'm not saying you're wrong if you want the other guy, because the other guy in Jefferson is an absolute monster.
Totally. I think I like, you know, if it's going to be a smaller guy, I like more of a Devonta, like somebody that's going to...
The really small guy.
Yeah, the more smaller, because it's the dichotomy of the two. I got a guy that, you know, Puka Nacua. I got a guy that runs great routes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got the big
dude. And strong as hell.
Then I got the big dude that'll truck you.
Yeah.
That sounds like situational nightmare.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to do? You're going to put the fast DB on Puka Nacua, and I'm going to chuck it to... I mean it's a...
He's going
to
route you up.
I mean, that's why T.Y. Hilton and Ja'Marr Chase are a good combo to have, right?
I mean, T. Higgins.
T. Higgins, sorry, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase are a good combo to have.
T's not small.
I know, but he's not giant.
No.
He's not the size of Ja'Marr.
No, Ja'Marr's a truck. But yeah, no, I mean, that's why they have the best wide receiver room in football.
You got to have an offensive line that'll give you time.
It's tough. But yeah, no, like when I saw that list, I was just like, again, guys like CeeDee and Devonta being on there, I'm like, I wasn't arguing with it, but my personal list, I would have those guys at the bottom.
What?
Devonta and CeeDee. Like, I would, like, all the. Like,
oh, of a 10? Of a top 10?
Yeah, of the top 10? Yeah, not in the bottom of the league. In the top 10, like, I would go. Jefferson would be the one exception of being up in that group.
CeeDee Lamb's tough for me because I don't know how good he is because I've never seen him with a competent quarterback.
Well, I mean, Dak's.
Ooh, that's a shot fired.
I mean, Dak's good. I mean,
he's fine.
He's good.
Top 15, 20.
No, he's a top 10 quarterback. He is. It's just...
Name him. No, I'm not doing that to you. I'm not doing that to you.
I mean, I could. I've done this because I was like, I mean, he is good. Dak is good.
I'm a pass just, on that.
I mean, he's just not good enough to get paid that.
Now, that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
T.Y. Hilton?
Yeah.
You get your T's mixed up.
I know, I did.
It's called getting old.
It's called getting old, man. I've got Coldplay on the brain, too, which is never a good spot to have your brain just kind of sitting.
Especially if you're the CEO of a tech firm.
Yeah. Another good spot not to be is when you get 30 days of jail time, but you got 5 years to serve them, how do you decide how that's going to go? We'll get to Rashid Rice next. Harrison Meringue, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Patrick Harris and Danny Murang.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
We are doing a hard pivot right now, but it's breaking news literally 30 seconds ago.
Oh, okay. All is
no,
calm.
No, it's not.
Everyone
no,
relax.
It's not. No, it's not.
Things
Damian
are okay.
Damian Lillard is coming back to Portland. It's done. I got a text 30 seconds before it went out that it was going out. Holy crap.
Okay.
Three-year, $42 million deal. Damian Lillard is going to be a Portland Trailblazer again.
Thanks for all those draft picks, Dave.
Holy crap. Holy crap. Holy crap.
Are we talking like porta potties again?
Holy crap.
Is this a porta potty segment again?
Shout out Big Dumper.
Shout out Big Dumper.
I talked to Dame a week ago.
He's so mad at us.
He did not shoot down this idea.
Well, of course you wouldn't shoot down the idea. It's not a terrible idea. I would never shoot that idea down.
He intimated that there was a chance.
Wow.
I didn't believe it, but here we are.
Wow. Look at you. You're all like a kid on Christmas.
I mean, this is nuts.
It nuts? It's not that nuts.
Yes, it's absolutely nuts.
I think it's nuts that it's a three-year deal. I think it's wild that it happened this year and this early. I thought Dame would take some time on this. I think there's no reason to rush to it, which is why I don't think this is that crazy.
This is nuts.
Well, then why is this nuts?
Well, number one, this does signify that the Blazers are pushing in going forward.
Yeah.
But, I mean, because they're giving him some real money.
You got three point guards now.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they all going to play?
Well, I would imagine, here's the crazy thing is, Dame is now coming back to the team to play for the team that two of the players he was traded for plus the draft capital they used to go get Denny Avdia.
It's pretty crazy.
He is coming back. I've said this a couple times. Dame has flat out told me the team that the Blazers built is the team that he always wanted to play for. A team that is loaded with defensive-minded players.
Yep.
You want to know where the offense is coming from after this season? There you go.
You're so excited right now.
Look, it's my guy, dude.
I know it is your guy. I don't mean to poo-poo you. That's not
that's exactly what you're doing.
I'm not trying to poo-poo you at all. I'm just sitting back. I'm just kind of watching this all go down, kind of enjoying it. You're so excited.
This is
fun.
This is bonkers.
This is fun.
I cannot believe that this is actually happening.
Well, I guess it's reality, huh? Maybe this is the Scottie Scheffler in me where I'm just kind of like, oh, that is bonkers. But I don't know if I'm that surprised by anything more in life. This is great, though. I mean, on the real, this is fantastic. I mean, having Dame back in this city just in general is awesome.
He always wanted to come home.
To have him be a part of the team again is fantastic. I do have some concerns, though, Danny. I do.
Go.
It's a lot of point guards. You know, what does this do to, you know, why? What does this do to Drew Holiday? What does this do to Scoot? The development of the future, not just the now future.
I'm worried about the now.
You're worried about the now.
No. In the sense of like, if Scoot goes out there and does the damn thing,
mm-hmm.
Great.
Ship him out.
But
get rid of him.
He has not done enough to show that, yes, we are going forward with Scoot Henderson.
Completely fair. Completely fair statement.
And Drew Holiday has value.
Does have value.
Like, he's a guy that if all of a sudden, hey, the Toronto Raptors offered the ninth overall pick and, you know, they wanted to dump R.J. Barrett to the Celtics. Do the Blazers go, hey, Toronto, do you want Drew?
Well, I mean, especially if the Blazers aren't very good this year.
Well, no, like, so we'll take that same package. We'll take Colin Ori Boyles and R.J. Barrett going forward.
Yeah.
You could go down that path if you wanted to.
You could go down that path if you wanted to. I'm very, very happy. If this is true, I'm not saying you're wrong or Shams is wrong. If this is, in fact, what's going down.
It's done.
I'm excited to have Dame back in town. I think he's a good dude.
I talked to Dame after the trade. And so many times, I can't even count. Over that summer when we talked, during the 89 days of the trade saga, I'll be back.
Yeah,
I mean, I am coming back. And he wasn't talking about when he was done with his career.
Yeah.
This is home to him.
Right. But, I mean, I think most people felt that way even before he asked for a trade. That eventually we're going to lose Dame. Eventually Dame's going to go somewhere else. But then he'll come back. That's why I don't think it's bonkers. And again, I'm not trying to poo-poo your excitement by any means. But I think that's kind of why I'm like, I'm not that shocked. I'm a little surprised, like I said, that it's this early. And, like, there's enough time for him to think about it. That the timing surprises me. I'm not shocked he's back. I'm happy he's back. I think it's all what we wanted.
Sometimes
you get what you want.
Crazy thing is, not only do they get Dame back, they get Dame back with the Bucks paying a salary.
Yeah, paying a salary, which is
three years, $42 million.
What's the math? Carry the one. I mean, divided by the square root of pi. My math is terrible. That's why I can't be called a mathlete.
He's getting the MLE.
Really?
He's getting $14 million.
$14 million.
But he's also getting $22.5 million a year from the Milwaukee Bucks.
$36 million a year? It's not so bad. It's not so bad.
And if Dame comes back, even if he's 80, 85% of what he was, that's still a guy that's going to get you 23, 24 a game. And you've got defense up the yin-yang to protect him.
Does this tell me that Dame is a Chance guy?
Yeah, he is.
He's a Chance guy, no Ant anymore.
Not only that, well, I mean, Ant's his guy.
I know. Through, they can be boys all they want.
I will tell you, here's the interesting thing. This lets you know where Joe and Dame sit now.
Yeah, really does.
For all of the Dame, screw Joe, da-da-da-da-da.
And no, but Joe gave him a fair shake.
Well, I mean,
he wanted to go to a contender, and he sent him to Giannis.
To what everybody thought would be the literal best pairing pick and roll maybe we've ever seen outside of Stockton and Malone.
And Miami would not have been good. Ew, is Miami going to melt down on this? Do Heat fans melt down on this again? Because that was my favorite part. When Dame got traded, my favorite part was Heat fans. Are Heat fans going to lose it?
I mean, I'm loving it from that perspective.
Do they want Dame for Tyler Hero still? Can we get Tyler Hero for Dame?
I'm
very happy for you, Danny.
No, this is...
I'm happy for the city. I'm happy for this station. This is a great opportunity for us.
This is awesome.
To get him back, huh?
It's awesome.
What happens if in 20 minutes this is a lie?
It's not. It's not.
Danny's mad. I'm poking.
No, I'm not. There's a zero.
The stick's not sharp.
No, there's a 0% chance. It's done.
Right. It's official. It's on my phone.
It's done.
It's on my phone. It's official. What does this mean? We're gonna let this breathe for a second.
This is nuts.
We're gonna let this breathe for a second. When we come back, what truly does this look like for the future of the Blazers? Does this speed up the timeline? Is this more a development move?
I don't think it speeds up any timeline, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. We'll let this breathe, mm-hmm. Okay? I love you right now.
I need to get on my freaking phone, so let's get to the break.
Oh, get to the break. this is Harrison Mirang. When we come back, we got a half hour of Damian Lillard has returned to Portland. Sorry, Will, I just ruined your update. But there he is with his own.
It's over!
Yeah! Ooh, he looks really hot.
The prodigal son has returned. He's coming home. He is coming home. Danny Mirang, Patrick Harris with you. The highlight of the day, the highlight of the week, and maybe the highlight of Danny Mirang's life over here is that Damian Lillard has signed a 3-year deal to return to the Portland Trailblazers.
For what is effectively the MLE, $14 million a year. I was texting back for them during the commercial break. Welcome home. His response, I'm back, baby.
I wish he would have terminated it.
I'm
back, baby.
He followed that up. I said, do not rush back. You take your damn time. He says, I will come back to form in due time. This team is perfect.
This team is perfect, huh?
This is what he has wanted. He has wanted a team that is bigger, stronger, longer, more defensive focused.
This team is like, definitely longer than any team he was with.
Oh God, yes. When they started kind of adding guys to this team with two, and then after the Denny trade and drafting DC, like we were texting back and forth, and he was like, why couldn't I have this team? Like, this is what I, like, when they were, because he wanted to get Mikal Bridges, he wanted to get OG Anunoby, he wanted to get, like, this team that was going to be really difficult to play against.
And my head starts to think, I really love the excitement of a matured Shaedon Sharpe and Damian Lillard. You know, what does that look like? That veteran presence with Shaedon, like baby Kobe, which I just want him to throw alley-oops all day.
I
just want him to throw oops to Shea all day.
Look, I said when they traded for Jrue, Jrue was going to take Dame's locker. He's not. Dame is going to take that corner locker back.
Anybody got the number zero currently?
I mean, Scoot has double zero.
He could be double zero. Melo had double zero.
They had double zero and zero.
But no single zero?
No. Nobody's touching that number ever. He is the only one that will ever wear that number for this organization.
One thing that is fascinating, and I think definitely worth bringing up, is here on the fan text line, 503-864-6326, and over on the YouTube chat, it's very all over the place. It is there's a lot. I'm not crying. You're crying. You know,
look, if you can't hear it in my voice, I'm smiling ear to ear. Man. I'm stoked.
I need to check my pulse. I'm going to cry, et cetera, stuff like that. But then there's some other ones that are kind of like, why did we do this? This isn't worth the money, et cetera, et cetera.
It's not worth the money. 80% of Damian Lillard at the MLE is worth the freaking money. Stop it.
I'm just saying.
I know. I'm telling them, stop it. Stop it.
This is one of the more longer withstanding moments in Portland sports history. I mean, it's not quite a title, but I guess today will be known, right? The day Dame came home?
Yeah. I mean, look, I'll reiterate what we said when the news broke. You know, they've already got, Chris Haynes has already reported out there that Joe and Dame have smashed all of that stuff. And
I think it just tells you that there was no beef really to begin
with. There was.
I'm sure there's a little bit because nobody wants to break up.
No, there were some hurt feelings on both sides. And I know Dame's representation when, you know, Dame left for Milwaukee, Goodwin and Joe were good. Mm-hmm. They were like, things got contentious, and they do. Like, that's the business side of basketball. The feelings get hurt on both sides. And when I wrote about it when the trade happened, and, you know, documenting the whole 89 days thing, you know, both sides regretted how they handled certain things.
Sure.
If they could go back and redo some certain things, they would go back and redo certain things.
Like, we all look at that with some stuff.
Yeah. And now with that in the rearview mirror, have fun with this, man. Celebrate this. And everybody's like, oh, this, that, and the other. What about Scoot? And like, Scoot better figure it out.
Do you think
that's where we're at with this? Scoot better figure it out. They don't go make this move with like an eye on the future if they think Scoot's going to figure this out right now.
You think this is an indictment on Scoot?
I don't think it's an indictment, but it's, the business is the business. They're saying Dame coming off of an injury, not this year, but next year, is more helpful to them going forward.
Fair. You know what I can't break from my brain? This is the greatest trade in the history of the NBA. Assuming Dame comes back healthy.
What's here's a good question.
Assuming Dame comes back healthy, well, maybe not. The SGA Paul George situation is
pretty
great. What's
the mark? What level of Dame? Like 75%, 70%, 80%? Like
75% of a top 75 player of all time is pretty damn good.
Right?
That's pretty damn good.
Coming off the Achilles injury.
Well,
and as I mentioned,
how smart, how much he cares.
Yeah. Like, and he gets it. He knows
how much
it.
His voice resonates.
I mean, you now have two unassailable dudes in your locker room in Jrue and Dame. Unassailable.
You don't think there's too many?
No, because both those guys played on the Olympic team together. They know each other very well.
Yeah,
they're tight.
They got a good relationship.
When Jrue was traded here, Dame reached out to Jrue and was like, "No, man, you'll be good there."
Because that's what it feels like. It feels like Jrue is supposed to be that guy, and now he's
no, Jrue
overshadowed.
No, he's not overshadowed. Jrue has been in the shadow everywhere. He was not the number one with Giannis. He was not the number one in Boston with the Jays. He is a dude among dudes.
Where is
Jrue gets all of it?
Where is Joe Cronin right now?
I would imagine at the PF.
At the Summer League?
No. I mean, I guess they could be in Vegas still.
Could be in Vegas?
They are playing tonight. So I know he's been down there, but I don't know if he came back already. But business is conducted in Vegas. So.
When was the last time you saw a player traded and then becomes a free agent, however that happens, and goes back to the team that traded him?
At the very
within
end
a few years.
At the very end of their career it happens, but not like this.
Yeah,
this
get traded and you play another 10
this
years.
This is a one-off circumstance. I mean, that's what this is. It's a one-off.
This is kind of crazy.
No, this is an insane story.
Will, are you alive in there?
Yeah, man.
Love this kid.
It's cool.
It is cool. I haven't decided where to wrap my brain around the basketball portion of it. I'm still kind of just thinking about Dame being in the city, you know? Dame is the most beloved figure in the history of the Portland Trail Blazers. Right? Right? Dame won?
Bleacher Report ranked Clyde one.
Of the best basketball players? Maybe.
If you're talking about the biggest impact to Portland, it's Dame. If you're talking the best player at their peak, it's Walton. If you're talking about the, you know, the best
complete
over their,
package.
If you're talking about the best basketball over their career over a long period, it's Clyde.
It's Clyde.
But the entirety of it all, to me, it's Dame. But if you want to say the title matters in 77 and Bill Walton and MVP, I'm not going to be mad at you. But it's those three.
Totally, totally. I like the that you mentioned the title aspect because Dame's looking for a ring. Do you think in Dame's brain he feels this is his best shot?
Yes.
Because someone came across on the text line, you know, I told you it wasn't going to be Lakers or Celtics. I think the Lakers would be a terrible, terrible spot to land for him. Mostly style and fit, and I don't think that team's going anywhere anytime soon.
No, with Luka? No.
But looking across the league, Dame believes this is the best shot at a title.
Look, I think I said it yesterday. Like, if I was picking a basketball landing spot for him, like right now, it'd be Houston.
Yeah.
Dame, amen, KD.
Houston would be sick.
Jabari, Şengün, yeah. Like,
Houston would be sick.
But also, Portland is kind of following the Houston path.
That is true. We've talked about this at lengths, you know, because I was with you during some draft stuff and things like that, that this is a little Houston light, and Houston is a little OKC light. Mm-hmm. They're looking for their SGA. They're not quite...
Well, I mean, that's why they went and got KD.
Exactly, because they don't have a 24-year-old SGA.
No, they didn't have the offense kind of revolves around the sun kind of guy in KD. Like, that's what they... I mean, the playoff series they had, it was just like, oof, this is hard to watch. Their offense is really bad.
I do like the concept, though, that it does put guys on watch. Because I think there is an aspect of somebody like Scootin and even Shea at the two, like, of kind of like, I know I'm going to be here. I know this is my spot. I know I'm going to get my reps. Now you might not know when you're going to get those reps. I mean, obviously not anytime soon. We don't know when Dame's coming back from that Achilles, but because he will be out all this season. The Bucks said he was going to be out all season, right? Am I hearing this right?
I mean,
No. I'm thinking of Hallie. But Dame could come back this year, right?
I will read
I am going to
read you the text from Dame. What is it? What time is it right now? This text is from 2:31. It is 10 minutes old. And the text reads, I asked him, like, do not rush back. He says, I'm not. I will come back to form in due time. The team is perfect.
I love that. If he's buying in, I mean, the fan base is going to buy in. It might not come to anything, if we're being real. It might not be a Western Conference Finals. It might not be a finals appearance. But you won the city back. I don't see how anybody that was mad at him for wanting to be out, which I don't think many were, this has got to make you feel a little better, right?
Look, between...
Sometimes the grass ain't always greener. You say he says that all the time.
He flat out told me, he's like...
The grass isn't always greener.
When you are not the guy anymore, life is different.
Yeah.
And he knows everything here.
Yeah, we were having that conversation. It's weird to like we were talking about Luka Doncic in the break and how he lives for the moment but doesn't live for the guy.
Well, look, you want to take it to a smaller level. When Denny first got here, he got here, you know, for training camp, but going into the season, I would say it was like 2 weeks into the season, and I was just trying to get to know Denny a little bit more, and he was really honest and open with me. I was because he started kind of rough. And I'm like, how you doing, like, mentally, man? Like, where are you at?
Sure.
You're still a young guy. And he goes, Danny, man, like, I don't, this is an excuse because nobody recognizes the fact that I'm 23 years old. Like, I'm still young. He goes, I moved out here. I don't know anybody here. I don't even know the name of the person who just gave me a massage.
That's a pretty mature 23-year-old.
Oh, dude, Denny's maturity is beyond what you would imagine. He is super smart with that. But, like, guys that are that mature in the life stuff, it typically impacts the basketball and it allows them to process changes and things that are different and be okay with it and not have it be a problem in the long run.
Sure.
And, you know, with Dame, he's a guy from day one when he got here, was in the spotlight and was you know, there's only one time that I know in his career where when he was healthy at any given point, he did not make himself available for an interview. And it was because he was super pissed off.
One of my favorite Damian Lillard moments is him walking across the Burnside Bridge.
Oh, during
the protest.
Yeah, during the protest.
That's awesome. That's how you know this city loves him.
I mean, he gets it.
He does get it.
He gets it. And I don't think everybody's like worried about what he's going to get in the way of. Like, you know, somebody on YouTube comments like, oh, Dame can play around Scoot. No. The first ballot Hall of Famer does not play around the young guy unless he starts showing he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Do not get that twisted. That's not a shot fired at Scoot. That's a note to literally any single player in the NBA.
And I think that's what we'll spend some time on tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, we can let's have our flowers now. Let's be excited and be stoked about this. And tomorrow, you know, from noon to three, we'll start breaking down what this actually looks like from a basketball perspective. We'll come back and close up shop. This is Harrison Marang on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, if you're living under a rock, welcome back to Earth. Damian Lillard currently finalizing a deal to return to Portland. 3 years, $41 million, is that what it is? 3 years, $41 million.
It's the MLE. And there's a text in the text line, acting like Prime Damian's coming back. LOL, this is wild.
I love that reaction, though. I'm here for these reactions.
Well, no. He's saying that's how people are reacting. There's nobody reacting like that.
I would hope not.
Nobody's reacting like that.
We
sat here and just said what level of Dame coming off an Achilles back. How people's brains maneuver to the dumbest possible things is just one of those things that just like... How did you get there?
Well, we have our opinions too. I don't know if it's the dumbest.
But that was never said.
I know.
No, don't downplay the stupidity on the text line. It's stupid. Nobody said that. Like, nobody is saying that. Nobody's pretending that. It's just like, why? Why? How does that level of, how do you take that right turn at Albuquerque and drive off the cliff and come to that conclusion? No one is saying
I think it's more of a, I think the level of excitement.
People are excited about their guy coming back. That's awesome.
Can lead to believing that, yeah, that it feels like 3 years ago.
I don't think it's that.
But I think some people can feel that.
I don't think anybody is feeling that prime Damian Lillard is coming back averaging 28 a game.
Nobody in this room thinks
no.
that. No. I will back you on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nobody in this room thinks that.
Look, I love the guy, and I hope he comes back at 100%.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely. But to think that at his age that he's going to be the best version of himself he's ever been off an Achilles injury
no,
is crazy.
I mean, even not off an Achilles injury.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't seen Dame here in years. And so even if the Achilles injury is aside, I still don't think anybody would expect that. I don't think anybody's expecting that. I think it's a wild time, man. People's emotions are high, dude. Yourself included, you know, people's emotions are high. People love this town, and I think we love, you know, what this town represents. And I think this town very often gets kind of a bad rap, but I think this town at times has a kind of an honest rap. And this is a positive that a lot of people give an S about. And I think it's something that it's a win for a city that sometimes doesn't feel like they get a lot of wins.
You know, we're talking about...
So emotions are high.
Jung Hansen.
Emotions are high.
The level of like...
I would say it's a similar thing.
It's very different, but it's like there's been more hope. There's been
yeah.
more hope.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah,
hope.
Like that... You know, again, Dame coming back, do I think he's going to be an all-NBA guy? No. No, I don't. Do I think he can still be very good, especially at $14 million a year? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The value is huge.
Like, again,
the money value, the cap situation
is huge. If he comes back at 75-80% basically on the MLE as the cap keeps going up, yeah.
A player at 50% of his talent is still a good deal for $14 million.
Yeah, that's the like, if you're trying to find a, like, let's say at best, Dame is, let's say he's a sixth man mm-hmm. and he's 16 points a game. Let's just throw that out.
Six man, 16 points a game. Sign me up every time.
Yeah.
503-864-6326. Speaking of that, Lillard will be the NBA sixth man of the year award winner when he returns healthy. Another one, we don't need 28 points a game. Of course not. He's got a team around him here that can 100% win and make a deep run. It's the Pacers, but younger with a better superstar. See, that I'm actually not here to tell any of you whether I think you are wrong or right. I am here to bask in the excitement. I mean, this is a shot in the arm. We talked about with Hansen
yeah.
being a hope. This is hope on steroids.
Even with him not playing next year.
He's not going to play this year.
Like that,
there's no chance of him playing this year?
I mean, there's a quote-unquote chance.
Sure, sure.
But like, look,
nobody's rushing back by any means.
He's not
and I don't think
rush,
anybody expects no. this team to really be wildly great.
It doesn't change their win outlook for next year.
No.
That's for sure.
No. That'd be awesome if Vegas just trolled everybody.
The win total bumps up like 2.
50 games. What?
Yeah, no. No. No, this is fun, man.
I like this text. Who says Portland can't sign a free agent? That's what we're saying. Dude, you should come here. Dude, we got Damian Lillard to come here.
Holy crap, this is their best free agent signing of all time.
The best free agent signing of all time is the best player you ever drafted? Don't go silent on me over there, mister.
I'm looking at a text that I thought was important that it wasn't. It was somebody being a smartass.
There were also a lot of fun things. I don't know if you saw them on the text fan line that they hope you wore white pants today.
Yeah, so that was pretty good.
That you should be sponsored by Honey Bucket right
yep.
now.
That's the second Porta John mention we've had today. It happens.
I'm just excited. Again, I am happy that most people are happy.
Yeah.
I wonder what it would take for not to be happy.
I mean, there's a few people that are in there that are unhappy.
Why?
Reasons. I don't know.
You don't know why?
The justifications I've seen in there don't make any sense, but it's whatever.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll spend some time on this from a basketball standpoint. You know, I think there's a lot to dive into. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot to think about. Again, like you said, though, we're a year away, really.
Yeah.
So we can kind of say our opinions now all we want. We don't know what the team looks like going into the 2026 season.
What? How long is Drew here? Is he here for the long time?
Yeah.
Term?
Yeah.
Does Scoot have a monster season and you go, okay, you know,
now we're in a weird situation.
Now we got to kind of figure something out. Yeah, like there are a lot of questions to ask,
But we can play with some ideas mm-hmm. of what this team looks like. Right now, friends, it's a day for you to sit out there and enjoy yourself in the bask of the sun and all the glory and tell yourself that Damian Lillard is a Portland Trailblazer.
Look, when we get to this point next season, they basically have done what the Rockets just did with Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
You brought over a guy who's
not
older,
a veteran dude,
who's still got some stuff left. And if you're going to point to somebody like that, KD is a guy who literally came off an Achilles injury.
Well, we'll get back into this tomorrow. Let this kind of subside a little bit. But don't worry, Isaac and Suker here. They'll take care of you as well from 3 to 7. Primetime is next. Will, thank you. Great job today, as always. I love you, brother. For Danny Morang, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something. I would do.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with
102. Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.